צריך לדוק סם פרפט משנה המחתך לבשו אף על פי שלו מרק אין אוכים. Somebody is cutting a piece of meat or a piece of vegetable in order to cook it, even though he did not cut it entirely, they are still somewhat attached. Even so, they're not considered an attachment regarding tuma. One piece would come into contact with something that's tame. Only that piece would be tame, but the other piece, even though it's partially attached, would not become tame. Since he is cutting it with the mind to cook it, and he knows that in the process of cooking, it will separate entirely, so therefore, he has in mind that it should be separated and they're no longer considered an attachment. But if somebody cuts a piece of meat or a vegetable in order to pickle it, or to cook it for a very long time, or to put it on the table in front of guests, in such a case, if he did not cut it completely and the pieces are still somewhat attached, it would be considered an attachment regarding tuma. One piece would become tame, the other piece would become tame as well. And since he is not cooking it, instead he is pickling it, or is cooking it for a long time. When you cook something for a long time, you leave it on a low flame, so it won't necessarily come apart, or he wants to put it on the table in front of guests, so he doesn't have in mind that it should be totally separated. So since he wants it to be partially attached, it is considered an attachment. Somebody starts cutting a piece of food, and he had in mind to completely cut it, but at the end, he didn't cut it all the way, it would not be considered an attachment. And since he had planned on cutting it all the way, he planned on separating the pieces entirely, it would not be considered an attachment regarding to him. Nuts that grew in such a way that two nuts are attached together, or somebody strung together a bunch of onions, they would be considered an attachment regarding tumah. Somebody who has nuts that are attached, or onions that are strung together, that we said they are considered an attachment regarding tumah. If somebody started shelling one of the nuts and started to eat that nut, even though it's not completely eaten, it's still partially still attached, it would not be considered an attachment since he started eating it. And so too, that onion that he started peeling and eating would not be considered an attachment to the rest of the onion since he started eating it. Nuts and almonds are considered an attachment until the shells are completely smashed. As the shell of a nut is considered a shimer, it protects the nut and therefore becomes tuma along with the nut. And even if he started cracking the shell, it would still be considered a shimer, it would still become tuma along with the nut until he totally smashes the shell. And if the shell is just cracked and not smashed, it's still a shimer to the nut. Until it's smashed, it would become tame along with the nut. Sahaduks and Parabes, Mishnah Zohar, Besam Migugeles, Achiyigos. It's thoughtful that the shell of the egg would be considered a shimer protected to the egg and would become tame along with the egg and combined with the egg for the size of a bear. That is the din of a shimer. But that's only until it is cracked. Once it's cracked and a little piece breaks off, then the shell is no longer considered a shimer. The reason being that since the egg is only soft-boiled, once there's a little piece broken off in the shell, it no longer can protect the egg, as the egg can spill out through the cracks. But a hard-boiled egg, the shell would be considered a shimer until it is totally broken. As if it's only slightly cracked, it would still protect an egg, since a hard-boiled egg cannot spill out through a small opening. Until it's totally cracked, it would be considered a shimer to the egg. That has marrow inside of it, that marrow is edible. So therefore the bone is considered a shimer to the marrow and combined with the marrow for the size of a bear. And that bone would be considered a shimer until it is totally broken. A pomegranate that has been sliced in half. The peel of the pomegranate is considered an attachment to the seeds of the pomegranate and would become tame along with the seeds until you knock the peel with the stick, causing the seeds to fall out. At that point, the peel is no longer an attachment to the pomegranate. Kiyoti, but similarly, shlau hakayf, since the stitch is made by a laundryman, as when a laundryman receives clothes to wash, he will stick together the clothing so they don't get lost. The habegat to tupper beklein, and two pieces of clothing that are stitched together and they are klein. A piece of cloth of wool stitched together with a piece of cloth, that is linen. In these two cases, the clothing is an attachment only until you start undoing the stitches. As in the case where the laundryman stitches together the clothes that he received, he only stitches them together temporarily, obviously, so it doesn't get lost. So as soon as he starts unstitching it, even though he did not completely unstitch it, it's no longer considered an attachment. And if one piece of clothing becomes tame, only that piece would be tame. The other would not be tame. And so too, the clothes that are stitched together, which is client, as soon as he starts unstitching them, they're no longer considered an attachment, even though they're not completely unstitched. And since it's obvious he cannot leave them in this way, since it is forbidden to wear clients, therefore, as soon as he starts unstitching them, it's no longer considered an attachment, and one piece of the cloth becomes tame, the other one remains tame.